Hey, Peyton.
What?
Can you get off the Wi-Fi? I need to shower and get ready, but I can't do that unless season 16 of Survivor is playing in the background.
Why do you need to watch season 16 of Survivor while you shower?
Because it's the best season, duh.
Why can't we both just use the Wi-Fi?
Because we paid for the single person living in their renovated van with their dog Wi-Fi plan, so it keeps buffering.
Well, you're gonna have to wait then. I'm updating my blog.
Seriously, your blog? I didn't even know you had a blog. Why does it all of a sudden supersede my cleanliness habits?
Probably because my blog is a real thing, unlike your so-called cleanliness habits.
Okay, I just said I'm gonna go take a shower.
For the first time in how many days, Rye?
Excuse me for keeping the water bill low. I wouldn't exactly name you the poster child of health and hygiene yourself, Miss Girl.
How dare you? I shower quite often.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that cockroach nest I had to clean out of the shower drain happened from you showering quite often.
Well, excuse me for keeping the water bill low.
Okay, but seriously, what is your blog about?
Nothing.
Peyton, you have to tell me.
No, I don't.
You're right, you don't, but you're being, like, so shady about this, so I need to know.
I'm not telling you.
Fine, just give me your laptop and I'll see for myself.
Absolutely not.
Give it!
No!
Yes!
No!
Fine. I guess I just won't. Oh my god, Jenna Ortega's right behind
you! Oh my god, what, where? Hey, give me back my laptop!
After I see what your blog is about. What the fuck is this? Shannon Abernathy, you will pay for what you did. What kind of blog name is that? Who is Shannon Abernathy?
She's a girl I went to high school with.
Okay, and what did she do that she needs to pay for?
She knows.
Wait, this is all pictures of her from her wedding that you photoshopped onto pig butts? Is this an anonymous hate blog that you created to cyberbully someone who was mean to you in high school?
No, of course not. It's not anonymous.
Well, I guess anonymity doesn't matter much, considering you have 0 subscribers.
Okay, I don't see your blog doing much better. You don't even have a blog.
That's where you're wrong, Pepe. Read it and weep, girly.
You have a blog, too? And it's called Gays Night Out?
Yeah. I thought girls gate kept the acronym GNO for, like, way too long, so I reclaimed it for the gays.
Wow. You really aren't a feminist.
Okay. Like, I just don't understand why I have to be the one doing all the heavy lifting when I spend far more time on my nails than you do.
Whoa. 10,000 subscribers? How do you have so many?
Oh, they're all gay people I know from, being gay.
Why are all the comments under your posts calling you a liar and a scammer?
I may or may not have so many followers because I told everyone my blog had the deleted scene from Avengers Infinity War where Tom Holland is the meat in a hot crisp sandwich, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got it.
But my top article does have over 30,000 views, and it was featured in BuzzFeed's list of strangest thoughts ever put into writing and posted online, so...
7 best travel-sized bottles of soap to carry with you so your genitals don't smell like the hand soap in his bathroom after you excuse yourself to take a whore's bath in his sink before you hook up. That's gross.
But practical.
Oh my god.
Speaking of whore's baths, now that I had to waste so much time showing you what true journalism looks like, it's all I have time for. So, if you'll excuse me, I will be in the kitchen.
What? The kitchen? Why the kitchen? Wait, Rye. Rye, do not wash your genitals in the kitchen sink. Oh, God, I need to move out. Remind me where we're going again.
Don't you already know?
Yes, but I'm asking you to explain again for expositional reasons.
Fine. We are on our way to the first invited dress rehearsal of The Lost World Jurassic Park the Musical.
And does this one have Chris Pratt in it or not? I need to know so I can prepare myself.
No, The Lost World Jurassic Park is the second book in the original trilogy of movies.
Why didn't they just call it Jurassic Park 2?
Because, Peyton, its title comes from the second book in the Jurassic Park duology by Michael Crichton. He never wrote a third book, so we didn't call it Jurassic Park 2, as it was the only other book in the series besides Jurassic Park.
Okay, geez. God, didn't realize you were so passionate about the topic. Why are we invited to this?
I'm not really sure. Squagalotch was invited. I think we're his plus two.
Once again, Why doesn't he bring his actual children to this sort of thing?
He asked them, but they declined. They haven't seen the first Jurassic Park musical.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it doesn't exist. But anyway, Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote the music, so maybe he sent us the invitation.
And you're sure Chris Pratt isn't in this, right?
I'm almost positive. Lindsay Lohan is playing Sarah Harding, who was played by Julianne Moore in the movie. And Michael Cera is Jeff Goldblum's character, Ian Malcolm. Oh, and they got Dolly Parton to play the Mama T-Rex.
Dolly? Oh, I love Dolly. How'd they choose her to play a dinosaur?
Apparently, she was the only one who could accurately blend the bond between a mother and her child and the murderous bloodlust of the most fearsome beast this world has ever known.
Most fearsome beast this world has ever known? Clearly, paleontologists have never met Guillory.
Oh, yeah. Guillory. I wonder how she's doing in that Wisconsin prison camp.
Yeah, me too. Do you think we'll ever see her again?
Probably not. Oh, well.
Is Squawk going to this, or is he just sending us because it seems boring to him?
No. He's coming. He said he'd meet us outside the theater.
Great. Finding a crazy old man in Times Square. I'm sure that will be easy.
There you two are! What took you so long?
Security didn't want to let us in because our names weren't on the list.
Nonsense! I put your names on the list myself!
So you were the one who invited us?
Absolutely not! But when I double-checked the list, I didn't see your name, so I had them add you two and cross off some idiots named Peyton and Rye.
Squagglech, those are our names. We were already on the list and you crossed our names off and made them add two people named Petunia and Rich.
Which are not our names, I might add.
Petunia and Rich? No, that's not right. I told them your correct names, Pestilence and Riddle.
You think our names are Pestilence and Riddle?
Sure. Isn't that what Rye is short for? No!
Uh-oh. Looks like the real Petunia and Rich are gonna have some trouble getting in.
Oh, don't worry. They probably weren't coming anyway. Now hurry up and take your seats. The show's about to start.
You aren't coming with us?
Of course not. I need to do the pre-show announcement. You two are sitting over there between Priyanka Chopra Jonas and Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, God. Are they gonna talk to us?
Don't worry. They have non-speaking roles. This time.
Wait, why are you doing the pre-show announcement?
Because I own the theater.
Wait, what? When did you buy a Broadway theater? That's like so
crazy. Hey, all you singing Spinosauruses, take your seat. The show's about to begin.
God, how do you even get over to the booth that quickly?
Spinosaurus isn't even in the second movie.
Thank you so much for joining us at the world premiere of The Lost World, Jurassic Park, the musical. Don't forget, raptors have excellent hearing, so they'll find you if you don't take this time to silence your phones and other noise-making devices. Please refrain from any type of recording or picture-taking for the duration of the performance, and keep your hands and feet inside your seat at all times, as some of our actors have a pretty nasty bite. And remember, all scenarios depicted in this podcast are entirely fictional. The use of all celebrity likenesses are purely for comedic use. No celebrities were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Okay, this is one of my favorite scenes coming up. It's when Ian Malcolm sees his girlfriend, Sarah Harding, for the first time since returning to the dinosaur-infested island.
Oh, which one is Ian Malcolm again?
Michael Cera.
Oh, and who is Sarah Harding?
Lindsay Lohan.
Where are they?
Are you even watching the show?
Sorry, that 7-minute long ballad that the old man sang before he died really knocked out my attention span.
That wasn't just any old man. That was John Hammond, the creator of Jurassic Park.
Oh, right. Where's Laura Dern?
Peyton, please be serious. Actually, I would also like to see Laura Dern, but never mind. Watch the scene. If I know my girlfriend, she'll be right here with all the dangerous dinosaurs. I said, she'll be right here with all the dangerous dinosaurs.
Why did he repeat that line?
I don't know. I think Lindsay missed her cue. Sarah, are you there? Sarah? Oh my God!
Oh my God, is that...
Lindsay Lohan?
And is she...
dead?
Is this part of the show?
I don't remember this scene. I think Lindsay Lohan has been murdered.
Did he just say Lindsay Lohan was...
murdered?
Can I please just finish one...
sentence? All right, ladies and gents, this scene's making no sense. We gotta take a break. I'm sure this is all some big mistake. I promised myself I wasn't gonna cry. Do you think I could get assistance from Detective Peyton and Rye?
Did Lynn just ask for our help?
I think so. Looks like it's showtime.
Sorry guys, can't have anyone backstage right now. Don't know if you saw the show, but Lindsay Lohan got murdered.
Emma Stone?
I'm the stage manager for the show.
Why?
Trying to get my technical theater degree and need some practical hours.
Don't you have an Oscar?
Yeah, but nowadays you can't get anywhere in the industry without a technical theater degree, so.
Okay, well, we're actually here to help. We're detectives who investigate celebrity murders.
And we're friends with Lynn.
Well, lead with that next time. Go right ahead, guys.
Oh, Lynn, we got down here as soon as we could.
Peyton and Rye, thank God you're here. There's been a murder, I fear. I'm just glad you two were near. I couldn't do this without my favorite blonde and...
Whatever word you're going to use to describe me that rhymes with near, please don't.
Why don't you just tell us what you know?
But of course, Lindsay didn't come out, so Sarah had to shout. The dinos were all about. The show was drab. They gave Red a stab. The killer we can't nab. Now all our audience faces are in a pout.
So someone stabbed Lindsay Lohan and then put her on stage so she would be discovered in front of the audience, and now you're worried that the show won't be able to get past this disastrous night and that you never write anything as good as Hamilton ever again?
You got all of that from a five-line rap?
It really is the best form of storytelling.
Who was backstage and near Lindsay right before the body was discovered?
Dolly P. She's the T-Rex in that wing all alone. Managing the stage, y'all already met Emma Stone. He was on the stage, but he's a suspect, Michael Cera. And Lynn was back here. Just thought that I should share her.
Did you just admit to being a suspect?
I'm innocent, I swear. I was standing over there.
Let's just talk to everyone to be thorough.
Can you guys do it in 20 minutes? We're doing an early intermission, but we might be able to salvage the second act if we wrap this up quickly.
What? One of the main actors is dead, you know.
Any old redhead can play her. Not that big of a deal. Show must go on, you know?
I don't know. I still think we should cancel the show.
Producer paid for the show, so they're going to be upset if we don't put on a show.
Who's the producer?
I don't know. I never met them. Just send us faxes and tells us what to do.
Faxes?
God, why can we never just enjoy a night out without celebrities getting murdered?
I know. Sorry that we ruined your opening night, Lynn. You shouldn't have even invited us. We're bad luck.
I didn't invite you. We're friends. It's true. But I thought you showed up out of the blue.
Wait, you didn't invite us? Who did?
We must have been Squags plus two, remember, instead of his real kids?
Sorry, do you two need to have long, irrelevant conversations about everything? You only have 15 minutes till intermission is over.
Thank you, 15.
Do not do that.
Did Emma Stone seem kind of rude to you?
I don't know. It's too hard to tell. Her voice makes her sound like she's that girl at the frat party who thinks everyone likes her because she only drinks beer, so.
That's true, but I don't know. She seems really eager to get the show going again, despite the lead female actor currently being dead on the stage.
Yeah. Did forensics get here yet?
Yeah. Apparently Lindsay was stabbed 24 times with a raptor claw, and then her body was placed inside that log before it was pushed on stage.
A raptor claw?
They have authentic claws laying around everywhere to help actors feel more in touch with the dinosaurs.
Does anyone actually believe that works?
Well, I sure do.
Who said that?
Me! Dolly Parton!
Dolly Parton? Where are you? Oh my god. Did you die too? Are you talking to us from the great beyond?
No, you hoot. I'm in the giant T-Rex costume behind you.
Oh. Whew.
Wow, this is a really big costume.
Don't I know it? It takes six people to operate it. I usually just sit here in the leg and sing when they need me to.
Can you, come out of the leg and talk to us?
Afraid not. It's in my contract that I get paid extra any time I need to put the costume on or take it off. So unless you got an extra $50,000 lying around, I'm staying right here. Producer won't pay for it himself.
This is the second time we've heard about the producer. Do you know who they are?
Not a clue, sugar. We were just told someone wanted to make a musical about a beloved American sequel and that they needed Dolly Parton to be in it. So here I am.
Beloved American sequel? I don't know if the second Jurassic Park movie counts as one of those.
Yeah, you're pretty much the only one who cares about the movie.
I think that's why they wanted to get me here. No one cares about a dinosaur musical, but they definitely care about Dolly Parton in a T-Rex costume.
It's certainly why I showed up.
So you really can't leave that costume?
No, sir, not a chance. It takes me 3 hours to get in and out of here, so I'm not leaving this leg unless I'm getting paid to do it.
Okay, weird question then. Do you think you could murder someone in there?
Course not, my little berry cobbler. There are no armholes. I've got a bucket at my feet in case I need to use the bathroom.
You're standing next to a bucket of your own pee? Wow, you think Dolly Parton could get some better accommodations than that?
Don't be silly, Dumplin. They come and periodically empty the bucket and sell the contents at the merch stand.
Oh, that's odd.
We're gonna buy some though, right?
Duh.
You two still out there? I'm blinder than a badger wearing an eye mask in this costume.
Yeah, we're still here, Dolly.
Good. I get lonely spending 5 hours straight in this costume 6 nights a week.
Wait, this musical is 5 hours long?
Sure was, apple cider donut.
Maybe the murder wasn't such a bad thing.
I know you're just yanking my chain when you say that, but I will miss that Emma Stone something awful.
Oh, no. Emma Stone is the stage manager. She's fine. Lindsay Lohan was the actress that got murdered.
Aw, honey ham. Like I said, I can't see a thing in here. I just see the red hair when I see those two and try to guess who is who based on their voices.
Funny, you're the second person to mention that they both have red hair.
Oh my god.
Another accident?
What? No. I just realized something. We have to go, Peyton.
Okay.
Like I was saying, I can really only make out colors and shapes from inside my costume. That Lindsay and Emma are two blessings dressed up as fiery ladies. I tell you what, I can always tell when they're around. Come to think of it, I saw two flashes of red light next to each other back here right before the show stopped. Then I saw another bit of red, then another, and another. Are you two still listening? Hello? Hello? Oh, damn it. I guess they left. God, I still can't stand that Jolene.
Do you want to tell me what you realized, or are you just going to keep yanking me through the prehistoric plant life?
Not yet. Let's talk behind that psychodophyte, just to be sure the conversation isn't private.
Behind the what?
The psychodophyte. It was a large plant common in the Jurassic period. Duh.
How do you know stuff like that but can't remember the Hulu login?
It doesn't matter. What do Lindsay Lohan and Emma Stone have in common?
Unfortunately, deep voices?
No. Well, yes. But besides that...
They're both redheads?
Exactly. Do you remember what Emma said to us after we reminded her the star of the musical was dead and couldn't resume after intermission?
Yeah, she said that any redhead could play the part.
Yeah. I think Emma killed Lindsay because she wanted the part in the musical. So she's hoping we don't catch her so she can go on after intermission.
That's such a ridiculous reason to kill someone.
Jealousy is the motive for like 70% of the murders we solve. Ridiculousness is kind of our thing.
I just don't think that's plausible.
Fine. Why don't you go talk to Michael Cera while I try to find Emma Stone?
Sounds good to me. Michael, can I ask you a few questions?
All by yourself? Where's your friend?
Hunting down Emma Stone so he can question her about redhead on redhead crime. So stupid, I know.
Doesn't sound stupid to me. But sure, I can talk.
Okay, I'm going to start off by asking about how you got cast in Jurassic Park 2, the musical.
I think you mean The Lost World, Jurassic Park, the musical?
Yeah, sorry, whatever. Rye's the one who knows the names of the movie, not me.
Sounds like you really need him.
Not really. I could still interrogate you if I don't know the name of the movie.
But does it feel right to do it without him?
It feels fine. Can you just answer the question?
The producers thought I had the same amount of sex appeal as Jeff Goldblum in the second movie, so they cast me as his musical counterpart.
The same amount of sex appeal? Are you sure?
Same amount as the second movie, yeah.
Does he die in the first movie or something?
No. Why would he be in the second movie if he dies in the first?
Oh, no. It was a joke. Because you have the sex appeal of a corpse? You know what? Forget it. Rye would understand it.
You're really missing your other half. I can tell.
Please do not call him my other half, and I can't really miss him when I can see him across the stage looking through a costume rack for Emma Stone. Oh no, wait. He isn't looking for Emma Stone. He's stealing costumes.
I'm an empath.
Oh my god. Okay, so how do you feel about Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, she was a great co-star. Always showed up on time, always put in the hard work. She even let me meet her secret twin from The Parent Trap.
Oh.
You were expecting me to say something different. I can tell because I'm...
An empath. I got it. So you had no motive to kill Lindsay?
Well, you're the detective, so you tell me, but I had no reason to kill Lindsay. Maybe you should ask your partner what he thinks.
We aren't fighting. You know that, right? We just had two different hunches, so we decided to follow them. It happens often. Besides, we need to finish this up quickly. Emma wants you guys to do Act 2 once we get this solved.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's the producer telling her what to do.
The producer? What do you know about them?
Not much. Whoever they are, they only talk to Emma.
Really? Interesting.
I know, right? Maybe you should talk to Rye about it.
Why do you want me to talk to Rye so bad?
I just hate to see friends fight.
We aren't fighting! Look, did you kill Lindsay Lohan or not?
No, I couldn't have. I was on stage the whole time, remember? We had just gotten to the scene where I told my daughter Kelly she couldn't come with me because where I was going was too dangerous.
No.
I bet Rye remembers.
Can you just tell me what else you remember about this producer so I can stop having this conversation?
I already told you. I've never met them. They just talked to Emma.
So you have no clue who they could be?
They only visited the set once, and they preferred to stay in the shadowy corners of the room.
Do you remember anything from the visit?
Not really. I did overhear them talking to Emma and saying that our opening night was going to be an even bigger spectacle than the Miss All Over the World pageant. I thought that was funny, considering what happened there. You know, the murder.
Yes, I know about the murder. Me and Rye were the ones who solved it.
The power of teamwork.
Oh, shut up!
You work better with your partner. Admit it.
I already knew that, Michael. Together, me and Rye were able to figure out that the murder at the Miss All Over the World pageant was actually orchestrated by... I need to go find Rye.
Nice job, Sarah. Saved another friendship.
Emma. Emma Stone. Where are you? Oh, Jesus. You scared me.
Hi, Detective Rye. I see that you're all alone.
What? Yeah, Peyton is talking to Michael Sarah.
Looks like I get you all to myself then.
What?
What should we do? Should we giggle?
I'm good. I had a few questions for you, actually.
I'd love to answer them, but would you mind if we talked somewhere private where no one can hear you scream?
What was that last part?
Do you mind if we talk somewhere private?
No. After that.
I didn't say anything after that.
Really? Because I heard somewhere private where no one can hear you scream.
Must have been the acoustics in here warping the sound.
Yeah. Regardless, I'm going to stay here where other people can see us.
Okay. But you can't hide from me forever.
What? You really need to speak up, Emma. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Oh, sorry. I said, what was your first question?
Oh, did you originally want the lead role in this musical?
Of course I did. Every redhead's dream is to play a musical version of a character originally played by Julianne Moore. I thought I had the part in the bag, but then Lindsay came and stole it right out from under me.
So how did you end up being stage manager?
I have a connection with one of the higher-ups of the musical. He got me the gig so I could get closer to Lindsay.
Do you mean the producer?
How do you know about the producer? You shouldn't listen to what people say about him. He's a great guy, despite what Adam Levine and Kelly Clarkson say.
Wait, what do they have to do with this?
Oh, nothing. Never mind.
Right. So you killed Lindsay Lohan so you could take a role in the musical, right?
Yes. You caught me. You were right all along. I am the killer. But what you failed to realize is that you are my next victim.
What?
Rye.
Peyton.
Rye, I know who the killer is. It's
Emma Stone. I know. She could just confess to me. She killed Lindsay to take a role just like I said she did.
Yeah, but did you also know that the producer she's working with is Blake Shelton? And he's the one who hired her here so she could kill Lindsay Lohan? Did you also know that Blake is the one who sent us the invites to lure us here?
What? No. How did you find that out?
Oh, God, I had a long talk with Michael Sarah, but how did you not figure this out?
I was beginning to, but then I had to stop because Emma Stone was going to murder me.
She was going to do what? Yeah, I really hate to break up this touching moment, but Blake wants me to kill the two of you, so time to die.
Oh my God, we're going to die!
Before we do, I just want to apologize for fighting with you earlier.
We were fighting? I thought we just went different ways to investigate different things.
Damn it, I thought that too, but then Michael Sarah convinced me that we were fighting and needed to make up.
Oh yeah, I hear he does that a lot. He's an empath, you know.
Actually, I can't believe this is the first time someone's tried to kill us at work.
What about Jenna Ortega?
No, she tries to kill us after work. That's different.
I guess Blake Shelton really wants us dead. We are kind of mortal enemies.
God, we are, aren't we? Weird that Lynn has been with us both times Blake has murdered someone, right?
Maybe he's bad luck and not us.
Ugh! Every time you two get together, you go off on some weird, irrelevant tangent. I am trying to kill you, remember?
Oh, yeah. No!
Not on my watch, Firecrotch! Hiya!
Oh my god, Dolly! Did you just save us from being murdered by Emma Stone with your expert karate moves?
Sure did, Shrimp and Grit. I knew something was shady with that redhead, so after we talked, I started climbing out of my T-Rex costume to warn you guys. Looks like I got out just in time.
You sure did. Where did you learn karate like that?
Well, silly, I was supposed to be the karate kid, but they thought I was too vicious, so they went with that little boy instead.
Oh, man. Seems like we missed out on a great movie.
Oh, what happened? Did someone hit me with their car? Are my plans ruined? Am I going to jail?
You sure are, Emma. Not much to giggle about now, is there?
Wow, that was the most intense murder we've solved yet.
Yeah, this is the second time we've crossed paths with Blake Shelton. I think we need to start keeping an eye out for him.
Agreed. Okay. Anytime someone mentions a tall, mysterious man lurking in the shadows, we should just assume that it's him.
Yeah, good idea. I mean, he, like, actually tried to have us killed today. Should we get guns to protect ourselves?
We can't get guns, Rye. We're not cops.
Yeah, but we are American, so...
Let's just talk about it another time. I'm too tired to think about it. Lynn, will you play us out?
Sure thing, yo. Detective Peyton and Detective Rye, the cooler than cool, the so damn fly, solve celeb murders every day and every night. If you want to slay the A-list, you're gonna feel their might. They stopped Emma, Ben, and Miss France, too. At every murder scene, they're gonna find the clues. Peyton, the southern belle who isn't from the south, Rye's a crazy one with the super sassy mouth. They always catch a bad guy forgetting how to lose. On the day offs, they hide from Jenna and Tom Cruise. King of all the things, got the eyes on the prize. You can trust me, the guy who screams Eliza. We out. Mangado.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Celebrity Whodunit. Be sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Celebrity Whodunit Pod.
Peyton, are you ready for it? Whatever they say. Can you? Never mind. Okay.
What song? No. What song was that?
It was Destiny's Child. How does that start?
Michelle.
Are you ready? Can they handle it? Something like that. I don't think they can handle it. Beyonce. Can you handle it? She said, I'm Beyonce. So yeah, I can.